Pack today. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
See, I have all the settings right. Okay, mixer's right, mic's on, meter's good. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. And your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting live 2 hours consecutively this morning on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network. This is hour number one from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Dave's producing the broadcast in Minnesota, and converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli, and there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. USAprepares.com. Meet up Monday night, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, 5:30, right after the broadcast class. Our very own veterinarian legend and naturopathic doctor will be with us. Senior USAprepares.com instructor, Dr. Joel Wallach. Joel Wallach's going to be at the meetup Monday night. He's going to be flying in to Springfield, Missouri. And he and I are going to be broadcasting together twice on Monday. So it's your chance to call in and ask questions for Dr. Joel Wallach if you'd like. And I have a special announcement about USA Prepares and the Get Prepared Expo during the second hour of this broadcast. We're going to do something really, really huge and special. I am not kidding. Something that no one has ever attempted to do before at a preparedness and survival expo. I'm not kidding. When you hear this, I'm pretty convinced you're going to want to cancel all your plans. Whatever else you might have been thinking about doing April 6th and 7th, I think you're going to want to change your plans and come to the Get Prepared Expo. This is really huge. I am not kidding. No one has ever attempted this before, and it just happened yesterday. Today in the broadcast classroom with me is Lisa Bedford. She's the author of The Survival Mom. And there's a link on page one of the website, USAprepares.com. She's going to be with us in just a minute. I just want to mention a few articles that we've got on the website you might want to consider reading. The Sequester Begins. And I don't think it's a big deal. I did the calculations. I did the arithmetic. It's only $257 in non-spending per person in the United States of America. What's the big deal about not spending $257 per person? It's nothing. I'm all for it. Let's do it. Let's do it right now. And then Joe Biden had some shotgun advice. He said he just two blasts with a double barrel shotgun. Just shoot him. Just shoot out the off the deck. Well, following that advice could land you in jail. It could land his wife in jail. It's against the law to discharge in the state of Delaware. Another article. Oh, by the way, I mean, seriously, some people just open their mouth to change feet. Austerity in America. Another article you might want to read about. And horse meat, the scandal. More and more horse meat found all over the United Kingdom. Now, what do you do with someone who puts horse meat in food? What do you do with that person? Do you hang them? Do you draw and quarter them? I think we need to have severe punishment for the greed that is in the corporate world. Seriously. We need to have punishment delivered to the CEOs of corporations that steal from us, that cheat us, that lie to us. We really need to have serious penalties. And the same goes true for politicians. When they lie to us, they need to receive serious punishment. New cars are increasingly out of the reach of many Americans. Another article. And JCPenney, the lowest sales in decades. And all the while, you're reading in the news that the economy's on the mend, we're doing better, it's growing, everything's fine. No, it's not fine. We've been telling you for years that it's not fine. And slowly the information is getting out to mainstream media. Lisa Bedford's with us. She began the Survival Mom blog in 2009. And currently she receives well over 100,000 visitors a month. Her book, Survival Mom, How to Prepare Your Family for Everyday Emergencies and Worst Case Scenarios. It's available in Barnes & Noble's, IndieBound, Books A Million, and it's in stock at ABC Books on North Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. So if you happen to be in the Springfield, Missouri market, and you mention me, Vin Finelli, or USA Prepares, or Get Prepared Expo, you'll receive 10% off at ABC Books in Springfield, Missouri. Lisa Bedford's been featured in Newsweek, The Today Show, The Glenn Beck Show, CBS, Fox News affiliates, and she is a senior USAPrepares.com instructor, and she was at the November 3rd and 4th Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, right here in Missouri, and she's going to be back for the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo in about a month. Welcome, Lisa Bedford.
Hi there, Vince. How are you?
Probably better than I should be. It's Friday. I'm still on the air. Haven't been fired yet. It's amazing.
Yeah. Any day you're not fired is a good day.
Actually, you know, I think if I got fired from the afternoon broadcast, Mrs. Finelli would say, "That's great." yesterday. Well, we're going to have an announcement in the second hour, and I'll tell you what her reaction to that announcement was on the second hour. It's really kind of neat. So, Lisa, you weren't always a survival mom.
Nope.
Nope. So what happened?
Yeah, you know, I was never a sheeple. I was never out there, you know, just blindly following the herd. Mm-hmm. But I was always, in fact, I almost became a political science major in college. I was always really interested in current events, what was going on, and I did a lot of traveling. I mean, I traveled all over the world. And so I think I kind of had maybe my ear to the ground more than the average person, just from those experiences and my natural interests. So as a mom, when things started going haywire about, 4 or 5 years ago now, I decided that I needed to be proactive. And to me, being a victim and just sitting waiting for someone is like the worst insult that someone could ever give to me. It's just, you know, someone's here to take care of you, Lisa. Maybe, you know, in another 40 years, if I sit drooling, you know, in a corner somewhere, okay, you know, you can take care of me. But I never had that perspective, you know, growing up or as a college student and now, of course, as an adult and a mom. So that's where it started. Really just, you know, the journey starts with awareness. Unless you really are aware that you need to put some things in place until you're aware that you and your family are more vulnerable than you realized, you won't do anything. And I had a fascinating conversation several months ago. You know, sometimes we wonder, well, the young people of today, you know, they just want the video games and an easy life. But this young man was my cousin's son, and I did not know him well. I had not seen him in a very long time. We met him for dinner, and at some point he asked, you know, what do you do, Lisa? And so I began to tell him a little bit about my blog and what I wrote about, and his eyes got bigger and bigger, and he looked at me, and he almost whispered. He said, "You're aware." And I was like, "Yeah, I'm aware." And so I don't know, you know, what he's listening to on the radio or where he gets his news, but, you know, you have to be aware. Where that awareness comes from, whether your parents were homesteaders or whether this is the way you were raised or it's just something very recent. Until you're aware, no, you're not going to get prepared. If you don't know, you should.
We have one of our instructors Her name is C.L. Farris, and she comes to a lot of the meetups. She's been to the expos, and she has a term that she uses. It's called awake and aware. Mm-hmm. And she's so right, and you're so right. You know, as you were saying that, I was thinking about what you meant. And I believe if I was reading between the lines, you were saying something like, you're reading the news, you're learning about what's happening, current events, and you're seeing what's being said in the mainstream media. You tallied it, and it just doesn't add up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think at some point you have to just ask yourself, am I really getting the whole story here? To me, when one news, whether it's Reuters or whether it's a TV network, radio program, whatever, when all of their stories sounds the same, it's actually like there's a chorus out there, you have to start wondering. You have to start wondering, you know, who is the director of this chorus? Who is the one? Because surely not every single network and reporter, journalist, et cetera, is going to have the same storyline, and yet they do. And I think that has become more and more pronounced over the last few years. So, yes, you have to just know that. And it's, you know, as an American, especially in my age bracket, growing up very patriotic, loving the country, having full faith in America, sometimes that's a hard pill to swallow. I think sometimes realizing that your hero has feet of clay, sometimes realizing that it can be very hard to swallow. And I think sometimes that older Americans are in that boat where they just can't fathom that, you know, a Walter Cronkite type would be lying to them or not giving them the full truth or telling them, you know, just what the party line is. And it's a hard pill to swallow. But once you do, you go through a phase of cynicism, that's for sure.
I remember the news with Walter Cronkite, and he was very even-tempered, and he was very measured in his speech. And at the end of the news, regardless of what it was, back then in America, you thought, well, it's probably going to be okay. Now we have no statesman. There's not a single person that I've heard deliver a political speech that I would consider a statesman. We have people that are degenerates in office. We have people who have morals that are just obscene in government. It's out of control. And we do need to take care of ourselves because they have no clue what honor and integrity is, many of them. Lisa Bedford's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 28, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1592.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1632.92, $816.46 for a half ounce, or $408.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1632.92, $816.46, and $408.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lisa Bedford's with us, the survival mom. And, the message that we're trying to deliver over these few minutes that we've been talking about it is, you know, you need to do your own research. You really do. Because at some point in time, Lisa Bedford won't be there. At some point in time, Vin Finelli won't be there. At some point in time, some of your other instructors won't be there. You can't depend on us. I mean, right now we're here. But the internet could go down. The power grid could go down. Okay, administration could turn off the internet switch, and you won't be able to read the news. So you need to ferret out the information for yourselves. You need to learn as much as you can, and you need to have books. And I mean books and paper, because if electricity is unavailable, you're not going to be able to read the internet. So keep that in mind, and learn for yourselves. Meet other people in your community. Share information. Work together. Build community. And make your own decisions, make your own choices, and don't believe anything that you hear. Ferret it out for yourself. Lisa, do you agree with that?
I do, and a very interesting point was, you know, kind of hit home with me recently when one of my friends was telling me about an acquaintance who had just started shopping for ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what kind of firearms they own, but they had, you know, said, Debbie, we can't find what we need. Mm-hmm. And then what they said was, we wish we would have known.
Well, why didn't they know?
Yeah.
All the information was out
right.
there. What prevented them? Lisa
uh-huh.
Bedford, what prevented them from knowing? Was it Dancing with the Stars? Was it, what was it?
Right. We wish we would have known. And, You know, I will probably write an article about that, you know, in the coming days. But I don't want to be on the side that is saying, I wish I would have known.
Now is the time
to be aware. Take the blinders off and just, you know, when I was with my husband, you know, we've been married almost 18 years. And we met on AOL. We were one of those internet romances. Mm-hmm. And from an early start of my marriage, I realized I have to pretty much view him through rose-colored glasses. If I start nitpicking like I can, you know, we're not going to have a very happy 18 years. And I thought, no, I want to overlook the slight things. I want to just, you know, I want to just kind of roll with this. I don't want to be, you know, some kind of a harsh judge, you know, everything he does. But I think that we cannot wear rose-colored glasses when it comes to current events, when it comes to, like you phrased it earlier, everything's going to be okay. I think that's a trap that a lot of people, not sure if it's confined to a certain age group, Finney, but just that, you know, just almost this paternalistic thing. They will take care of us. Oh, you know, the government will take care of us. You know, I've been voting for so-and-so for so many years. He's a good guy. Oh, my gosh. You know, we just can't fathom it because most of us are honest. Most of us are forthright. Most of us feel a little bit guilty when the speedometer starts creeping up. You know, and we wouldn't think of, you know, telling a big lie on our taxes. And where we're coming face-to-face with people who are sociopaths, who don't think like that, who would happily lie, who would happily tell you one story, turn around and tell a completely different story to someone else. I think psychologically, we're not equipped for that. And yet, I may be going out on a limb here, but I think that most people in Washington, D.C. in particular, fall into that category.
Lisa, when I hear people on the media talking about television, in the past when I used to watch television, but it's been a very, very long time, and when I hear people on the radio and I read articles on the internet and in the news that say, you know, the problem is us. We caused this. We have done this to ourselves. It's our fault. And I've got to come back and say, no, it's not my fault that people have lied their way into positions. They have lied about what they're going to do. They have lied to us. And then once we, you know, we believe them, and then they change their tune. They do an about face. They do 180 degrees. They say, we're going to bring back the troops. We're going to stop the wars. We're going to make smaller government. We are not going to confiscate weapons. And when we say, well, that sounds good, and we vote for them, and then they do the exact opposite, and then we get blamed for it. No, it's not our fault. We didn't do it. They lied to us, and they should be removed from office post-haste. But I don't know if I hit my own button, or Lisa hit my button, or we hit it together, or what. But, geez, we come back. I'm going to ask Lisa how being a survivalist has changed her life and those around her. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes? Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Vanelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online, GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today, God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Lisa Bedford's with us, and you can go right directly to her website by typing in thesurvivalmom.com. Thesurvivalmom.com. And I was just at your website, Lisa, and I was looking, and you've got, you know, some of your advertisers and sponsors, the freeze-dry guy. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, and we are going to have a meal with him. He's going to be cooking, and we're going to have a banquet meal of freeze-dry guy food. It's going to be six or seven. It's going to be fun because we're going to get a chance to spend some time with the guests, the instructors. Instructors at USAPrepares.com will be having dinner, a banquet meal, with our guests, and it'll give them some time to be with us one-on-one or five-on-one or something like that. I really am looking forward to that. And then I see that you have Marjorie Wildcraft. She's going to be with us at the Get Prepared Expo. So we'll have dinner, and she's going to be presenting a seminar. And then you've got Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy. And they're going to be at the Get Prepared Expo also.
Mm-hmm. It's a good lineup. And in one of your advertisements I was listening to was the Mountain House Bucket. Well, we have a couple of those buckets, and when my son got an idea of how good Mountain House foods are, seriously, mm-hmm. he would show up, you know, at breakfast with a packet of Mountain House food from one of these buckets. And then at lunchtime, I would notice that he had had turkey tetrazzini or chicken teriyaki. And this went on for days. And I finally had to say, hey, you, that food is not just, you know, for it's not convenient lunch food for you. But it was very good. And so, I mean, mm-hmm. if an 11-year-old boy likes it that much where he wants to eat Mountain House, you know, pretty much every day for lunch and breakfast, that does a lot.
It really does, and the freeze-dried guy has been to the farm, and we have the freeze-dried guy buckets. And you know, I was my son was going to take a trip, and I was helping him load his vehicle, and there in the trunk, I saw this bucket. I saw the back of the bucket, and I couldn't tell what it was from the back. And I said, "What's that?" And he said, "Oh, that's a freeze-dried guy food." He carries around a bucket of freeze-dried guy survival meals with him wherever he goes. So, it makes a lot of sense to me, and that's what we do also. So Lisa Bedford, you are the survival mom, thesurvivalmom.com. Has being a survivalist changed your life?
Yeah, I think,
and how?
Yeah, I always say that when you step into this mode, you really are, in a way, living almost two lives on parallel tracks because so much doesn't change. So when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to run out to an estate sale with my kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And granted, I may be looking for some first aid supplies there or whatever to add, you know, to my stash of prepper mm-hmm. stuff. But mm-hmm. there's so much in life that has to stay the same. You know, we mm-hmm. still have birthdays. We still have holidays. We still have to, you know, take a vacation every once in a while just to, you know, relax and get away from everything. So mm-hmm. that part doesn't change. And sometimes I think that it's the surrealness of that makes preppers feel alone, makes them feel sometimes doubtful of what they're doing because there's a whole, and most people are continually on that track. They don't ever get off of that track of the way things have always been and the way they've always lived. But there is this other parallel track. It's like a mode or a lobe in your brain has been activated and you can't just shut it off.
Have you ever purchased something in the survival aisle, if you will, mm-hmm. that you said later on, you know, I shouldn't have done it?
No. Nope, I have made many other kinds of purchases, and I have said I shouldn't have done it, but not the survival stuff. You know, I mean, I went to a major grocery store yesterday, and this one sells a lot of food in bulk. So I was stocking up on Pilot bread. They sell Pilot bread in bulk, and I was stocking up on that, and I was thrilled, you know, with everything that I could buy in bulk because eventually we use up a lot of this. Mm-hmm. But that's a really good point, is that I have never regretted a purchase. Whether it's precious metals, whether I went to a coin store or, you know, something, you know, of lesser value. I've never regretted any of those purchases.
Lisa Bedford, I have all the tools that I've ever had, except I might have lost a few of them. But what I'm saying is when I was 15 years old or maybe even 13 years old, I bought my first socket set. I still have them. I've taken care of my tools. I still have the wrenches, the hammers, the sawzalls, the drills, all the tools that I've had from when I was 13 years old to today. I still have them all. I haven't thrown them away. I haven't sold them. I haven't destroyed them. I've taken care of them. And I have the shovels, the pickmatics, the pickaxes, the bandsaws, the all the equipment that my grandfather had that he left to me, and all the equipment that my dad had that he left to me. I still have it all, and those are all survival tools because they're necessary for my lifestyle, and I don't regret ever purchasing a single one of them. Not one.
Yeah, and that's really interesting.
So here's a question I have for you. You live in Arizona, and you're in a more dense area in terms of population than I'm in here in Missouri. There's nobody where I live. And so when you talk to people, you talk to a lot more people one-on-one than I do. I'm certain of that. If that's the case, how does your lifestyle and what you do as the survival mom affect them? Does it rub off on them? Has it changed their lives? Have they thought you were nuts in the beginning and then said, you know what, maybe she's less nuts? Hey, maybe she's not even nuts. Maybe she's right. As a matter of fact, she is right. Has that happened?
You know what? I am surprised sometimes with people who, they will show up on my Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
A distant relative who lives near Orlando. She's right on board with food storage. And I got an email from an old friend, and she, you know, has been recommending my book to people. And it must be rubbing off, Annie. And I don't know what kind of came first, you know, the chicken or the egg. Did, you know, watching me and what my family is doing come first, or was this already in the back of someone's mind? But, yeah, it is becoming more and more accepted and less strange. I'm seeing people just kind of come out of the woodwork, you know, oh, you know, so you're interested in food storage. You know, they'll ask me about the food storage. Or recently I did an inventory of our food storage, and I ended up with a whole bunch of boxes and number 10 cans, many of them from Mountain House and freeze dry guy, in my main living room. And friends came over, and it was just, it was nothing to them. You know, where in maybe many years ago you'd be walking to someone's house and see, you know, boxes of food, you'd think something was a little off. But I think it has rubbed off. I don't think it's strange anymore. The doomsday prepper stuff, I think that in a way that I'm not saying it's backfired in the sense that these people really meant preppers ill. Okay, I don't really believe that. I think all they wanted is a hit show.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew how to get it. But I think that more people than not are looking at the doomsday preppers and saying, well, wait a minute. You know, that could happen. There's nothing so outlandish that these people are saying that it actually could happen, the collapse of the dollar, you know, some huge earthquake. And it's becoming more acceptable. There will always be people who think that we're the weird ones, or that our lives are just such sad, sorry lives that we have to resort to this. But I'm encouraged, actually.
I can tell you that Doomsday Preppers came to the Get Prepared Expo, and
yeah,
they came because I invited them. And I invited them because I was at a radio network owner's home, and he said, Vinny, you don't have TV. You got to see this show. And so I was watching Doomsday Preppers for the first time at his house well over a year ago. And smoke was coming out of my ears. I was angry watching these people, and I said, this is sensationalism. This is theater. This is acting. I don't know anybody who behaves like this. And so I called up Washington, D.C., National Geographic, and they really hardly knew what I was talking about when I said National Geographic's Doomsday Preppers. Then I found out that really it was produced by a company that they hired called Sharp Entertainment out of New York City.
Yeah.
Not Sharp Research, not Sharp Journalism, not Sharp Investigative Reporting, Sharp Entertainment. So I invited them to come to the expo, and I said, I'll tell you what, we'll show you what real survivalists are like. We're not like any of those guys. We're not skinheads. We're not weird. We are just normal people. We are CEOs of small corporations. We're authors. We're radio personalities. We are real survivalists, and this is a lifestyle for us. So I'd like you to come and meet us. And they did. And as a result, several of our instructors were selected to be on Doomsday Preppers, and they asked me to be on. And I said, you know, I think I would score pretty highly on the on the scoring system. And I took the test, and we did. Bottom line is, what they do is they ask you, what are you preparing for? And if they were to ask me, I'd say, everything. And they say, no. You have to pick something. And I go, no. I mean, why would I pick something and prepare just for that? That'd be stupid. So I'm prepared for everything. Solar, I'm prepared for weather, I'm prepared for societal collapse, economic collapse, everything you can think of, supply line disruption. That's what I'm preparing for. Isn't that what you're preparing for?
Oh, yeah. And when I spoke with one of the producers, you know, he said, our goal is to make sure people don't change the channel when a commercial mm-hmm. comes on. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they know how to do that. If you look at the show and you realize it's show business, there are big dollars involved, you know, huge, enormous amounts of money involved, then, you know, what they do, because some people come at this as though the Sharp Entertainment people, Nat Geo, they're malicious. I don't see it that way. I see it as they're just, this is their business.
Yeah. And do you know about what they did with Franco? I won't use his last name. He's one of our instructors. Did you hear what they did with him and the aquaponics story?
No, I have not heard that.
I'll share that with you on the other side of this break. I'll tell you what, maybe a little bit of the underbelly of doomsday preppers. When we come back on the other side, I know many of the doomsday preppers. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lisa Bedford and I are talking about television and some theater and some embellishment and some acting. And class, several of the personalities that you see on Doomsday Preppers have been with USAPreparers.com for a long time. As a matter of fact, before, some of them before they were on Doomsday Preppers, they were at, they were instructing at USAPreparers.com. On the December 4th episode last year, there was a part on aquaponics. And two of our USA Preparers instructors were there. Their names were Franco and Alan, and they preferred not to use their last names, so I'm not going to use their last names. They come to the meetups, and they're friends. They're actually friends of the family. And so Alan is an engineer. He's a professional engineer. Franco is the CEO of an electrical contracting company. And they were featured growing fish and plants in an aquaponic environment. And the producer of Doomsday Preppers said to Franco, I'll tell you what, now you feed these fish, these red wiggler worms, and let's get a video of you eating one of these worms. Just reach in there into this growth medium where these worms are thriving. And this putrid environment, and let's get a video of you just eating one of those worms. And Franco said, no way, no way. And the producer said, I'll tell you what, if you do it, I'll do it. So Franco kind of said, okay. And those of you who remember this, you'll see Franco's daughter, you know, screaming like, oh, Daddy, how could you do that? So Franco eats this worm. And what he told me privately, that he selected the smallest one, and he said it was bitter and it was disgusting, and he ate it, and they had him on video eating this worm. And after he did it, he turned to the producer and said, okay, your turn. The producer said, no way. That's the story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is for television. Now, I will say that there is some benefit to showing those who are not survivalists, those who are not prepared, that there are people who are doing some certain things to prepare, storing food and having a plan B and those kinds of things. However, there's some embellishment to it, and you've got to figure out that, you know, Franco's not nuts. He's not nuts. He was just lured into doing something he would never do. And what was the result of that? The result of it was he was sick as could be for 2 days.
Oh, boy.
Well, he ate a handful of dirt and a worm that didn't purge the he didn't purge the worm by cooking it, you know. So what was your experience, Lisa?
Mm-hmm. It's very manipulated. It's very, very manipulated. And even the producer and the cameraman and the sound guy were saying and kind of laughing that there's nothing, there's no reality with reality TV. And so
right.
I think that's a good lesson for everyone to know. I mean, if you watch something on TV and, you know, maybe you're drawing conclusions about the person that is, you know, being featured, you need to just realize that it's just TV. And, mm-hmm. you know, just because it's called reality TV, it doesn't have much to do with reality. There is something called scripted reality TV, and that is pretty much what Doomsday Preppers is that they will stand by the camera, and then they'll tell you more or less what to say. And so that's the scripted part of it. Other times it'll be just, you know, a free reaction or an answer to, you know, just a random question. But it's a whole lot more scripted, I think, than people realize. And they're doing it to make money. They've made a lot of money. So, I mean, it's almost in a way, Vinny, it's almost like a clash of two worlds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is, I think, and cultures. I think that it's the world of preppers who see things kind of as they are, and our rose-colored glasses are off. We're willing to accept this new reality and deal with it and plan for it. And then we're, you know, confronted with this culture that is there almost like the bread and circuses. You know, it's there to keep the masses entertained. So I think there is a clash there.
Lisa Bedford's with us. She's going to be with us for the next hour. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And I mentioned that I'm going to make an announcement. Something very special is going to happen at the expo. I think you're going to find it fascinating. Please, don't touch that dial. Lisa Bedford and I are going to be talking about saving money and budgeting for preparedness when we come back on the other side of this news.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.